Hi there, and welcome to ISIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 9th of July 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
So Nick, what's happening in Europe this month?
There seems to have been a sudden decline in the rates, taking some brokers by surprise.
Any idea why that is?
They don't know. The best they could come up with is that the holiday season started.
Right, so that seems a bit early. It's only the middle of July.
Little bit early, yeah. It may be because, well, people are preferring to go under contract nomination.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear. It really is unclear. Nobody seems to know, but it seems to have taken people by surprise. A, the suddenness of the drop-off, but also the how far down they've gone.
Sure. And you were telling me about an MTBE cargo from Barcelona?
Barcelona to Porto Marghera in Venice. One broker told me he offered 33 euro per tonne for a cargo, which is about a standard rate for that journey, I believe, for that amount of cargo. And he was undercut by another broker offering 23 euro.
Wow, so that's a sign there's quite a lot of capacity in the market, isn't it?
There is lots of open ships around, I'm told, both East and West Med.
Sure. So can they make money at that kind of rate, do you think?
I think not. There are people saying that they will not offer at those levels. That's at least one broker said that to me. There are more, I'm sure, who are feeling that way.
Cool. And what's happening with the Atlantic? Because we spoke quite a lot about prices, yeah, lots of open cargoes, open ships, sorry, last week, didn't we?
Yeah, that seems to have stabilised around about the 220 mark, that world scale, which I guess is around $25 a tonne.
Right.
For a 37,000 tonne load.
And how's that compare with this time last year, roughly?
A couple of weeks ago, it was over 300, the world scale, 330, 340, which would be around about $35 a tonne. So it's stabilised at quite a low rate. There is an expectation that market will increase given it's the driving season in the States and the inventories of CPP, the clean petroleum product, are low.
Sure, so people will be exporting the kind of stuff that's displaced by ethanol, I guess, in Europe.
Into, I guess.
Some of that, at least. Okay. Yeah. What's happening with Asia? You're up to Asia, is that?
That seems to have stagnated in a way, isn't it? It doesn't seem to have changed from last week. There is a problem with palm oils being the price of palm oils being too high, and return cargoes, limited opportunities to the subcontinent, few more cargoes being touted around for the Arabian Gulf, but generally the spot market is very quiet.
Okay, so what's happening in Northern Europe?
The trades from North Europe to the Mediterranean and vice versa have been hit quite hard. My guess is that the rates have fallen by 20 to 30%.
Really?
The reasons there are unclear as well, but there are a lot of open ships, as I said, in the Med.
Mm-hmm.
That is also true for the short sea vessels in the North Europe range. And it appears to have hit the rates quite hard.
That again, the summer torpor?
I think it is. It seems to have been the holiday season has started and the spot cargoes just aren't available. So
sure.
Those rates have come tumbling down. We did assess the Rotterdam, Italy and Italy, Rotterdam trades as coming down by 15%.
Right.
As a kind of a cautious decrease. But some of the rates that I've been hearing are much lower than
so
that.
So they could go down again next week?
It's entirely possible. Although I think there is a point at which ship owners will say, this is not worth our while shipping. But they are scratching around for spot cargoes, especially southbound. The contract market northbound tends to be a lot stronger. So getting something coming back is the key for them, for their ship owners.
Right. Calm summer sailing weather.
The contents of this recording are copyright, Reed Business Information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.